If there are folks that like to go online and find out a little more, in addition to the Library of Congress tip, the New York Philharmonic Archives is the most extensive digital archive of any kind I've seen. So you can find Bernstein's scores with his markings, programs, photographs.
Wow.
You can find business documents that say the men of the orchestra are reminded not to smoke in the club room because of the fire that broke out after the show last night. It's called the Leon Levy Digital Archives of the New York Philharmonic. So Leon, L-E-V-Y, Digital Archives of the New York Philharmonic. If you put in Bernstein, Mahler, and you have to put in dates. So I put in basically Bernstein's lifetime. 98 programs, 41 scores, 213 individual orchestral parts. So if you're a clarinetist and you want to see Stanley Drucker's markings in his part, 5 images came up, 39 business documents. So it's really remarkable. And the archivist there, Barbara Hawes, told me that they keep statistics on people using the archive, including geographical data. So if they see a spike in Iowa's digital archive, in the past she knows that it means I'm busy, but it could mean, you know, IPR got him going.
Well, we'd hope so.
And what I'm trying to do is each essay kind of find a niche and follow it through. But a lot of what I want to do is connect it to stuff not Bernstein. So that Ebbets Field concert, it was a benefit for the state of Israel. Charities that were for museums and kids' health. But that 30,000 people would show up, that tells us something about the New York of the time. And then that Ebbets Field gets torn down to put up apartments. So here's like a community center for Brooklyn that's 8 blocks away from the synagogue where Richard Tucker had sung as a cantor. I mean, it's just crazy. But that's torn down. They put up apartments. Meanwhile, over in Manhattan, they're raising the San Juan Hill neighborhood to the ground, all these tenements, to put up Lincoln Center. So the money's in Manhattan. They take down the apartments and build this palace to culture. And the money's not in Brooklyn. So the Dodgers move to L.A. because they can't get any help from the city. Robert Moses isn't interested in them. Your clientele is blue collar. So that gets torn down. And so I don't know if this is one reason I'm interested in Lenny, is that I love this divergent thinking. And I think Lenny did too, that everything connects. And in my writing, it's hard to harness that impulse. And research can be maddening if you keep seeing things that interest you but aren't on your topic. And if ever there were a subject that makes that difficult, it's Lenny, because it just goes everywhere. I just read Jamie Bernstein's book. It's beautiful, Recollection of Her Childhood. And here's a project I'm hoping will appeal to people. And just so cool. If I go into Rod Library and walk down any aisle and pull a book off at random, Bernstein's in the index, more likely than not. You know, it can be a book on almost anything. He's still in some ways at the center for me, and music has gone all kinds of different directions after him. What he was writing wasn't really trendy, from a atonal academic commitment to atonality, and it's hard to find that these days, and it means his music is back in a place where I think it can influence another generation of composers.